A trifle after noon, the boys borrowed a small skiff from a citizen who was absent and got underway at once. When they were several miles below Cave Hollow, Tom said, "Now you see this bluff here? Looks all alike all the way down from the Cave Hollow? No houses, no wood yards, bushes all alike? But you see that white place up yonder where there's been a landslide? Well, that's one of my marks. We'll get ashore now." They landed. "Now, Huck, where we're standing, you could touch that hole I got out of with a fishing pole. See if you can find it." Huck searched all the place about and found nothing. Tom proudly marched into a thick clump of sumac bushes and said, "Here you are. Look at it, Huck. It's the snuggest hole in this country. You just keep mum about it. All along I've been wanting to be a robber, but I knew I'd got to have a thing like this, and where to run across it was the bother. We've got it now, and we'll keep it quiet. Only we'll let Joe Harper and Ben Rogers in, because, of course, there's got to be a gang, or else there wouldn't be any style about it. Tom Sawyer's gang. It sounds splendid, don't it, Huck?"
"Well, it just does, Tom. And who'll we rob?"
"Oh, most anybody. Waylay people. That's mostly the way."
"And kill them?"
"No, not always. Hide them in the cave till they raise a ransom."
"What's a ransom?"
"Money. You make them raise all they can off from their friends. And after you've kept them a year, if it ain't raised, then you kill them. That's the general way. Only you don't kill the women. You shut up the women, but you don't kill them. They're always beautiful and rich and awfully scared. You take their watches and things, but you always take your hat off and talk polite. They ain't anybody as polite as robbers. You'll see that in any book. Well, the women get to loving you, and after they've been in the cave a week or 2 weeks, they stop crying, and after that, you couldn't get them to leave. If you drove them out, they'd turn right around and come back. It's so in all the books."
"Why, it's real bully, Tom. I believe it's better to be a pirate."
"Yes, it's better in some ways, because it's close to home and circuses and all that." By this time, everything was ready and the boys entered the hole, Tom in the lead. They toiled their way to the farther end of the tunnel and then made their splice kite strings fast and moved on. A few steps brought them to the spring, and Tom felt a shudder quiver all through him. He showed Huck the fragment of candlewick perched on a lump of clay against the wall and described how he and Becky had watched the flame struggle and expire. The boys began to quiet down to whispers now, for the stillness and gloom of the place oppressed their spirits. They went on and presently entered and followed Tom's other corridor until they reached the jumping-off place. The candles revealed the fact that it was not really a precipice, but only a steep clay hill, 20 or 30 feet high. Tom whispered, "Now I'll show you something, Huck." He held his candle aloft and said, "Look as far around the corner as you can. Do you see that? There, on the big rock over yonder, done with candle smoke."
"Tom, it's a cross."
"Now, where's your number two? Under the cross, hey? Right yonder's where I saw Injun Joe poke up his candle, Huck.